Blog Talk Radio.
Brilliant Ideas Radio. Yeah. What time is it? It's time for Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Idea Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. And it's also about having fun with your friends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. If you would like to join in on the fun, call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, that number is 714-242-5272. You can also follow Brilliant Ideas on Facebook and Twitter. Brilliant Ideas Radio. Food, friends, and much, much more. And now, here's the man with the master plan.
Good morning, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show, and this is your host, Brilliant Ideas, and my trusty sidewinder out there in Florida, Mr. Crispy. How's it going in Florida today?
I'm good, although it's still overcast today.
Still overcast. Well,
yes.
We're bringing sunshine here over here in San Diego, and hey, if you just wait three or four more days, I'm sure the sunny weather will be coming back at you. We send it from the West Coast to the East Coast, so it's coming your way.
I know. Besides, we light up the smiles on the faces of our listeners when we broadcast.
Yeah, I bet they're smiling. I don't know if they're laughing with us or at us. I haven't figured it out yet. But
me either.
Last night we had our first inaugural show, our Friday night, late night show, and I'll let Crispy, what's the name of our show using your best radio announcer voice?
Our Friday night show is Grills Gone Wild. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, our Grills Gone Wild last night turned out to be a pretty decent show.
It was pretty good.
A really good blues band. It was Neon Watson and the Fluorescents. So anybody who's listening this morning, if you missed our show, if you decided to turn in early, you can go back and listen to the replay and see what we sound like when we've had a little bit too much to drink and we really don't care. So that turned out pretty well last night. And we got to also hear about Crispy's Valentine's date with his Craigslist date. And if you missed that, you ought to go back and listen to the show and hear about how much fun he had at the McDonald's drive-thru and the dollar menu. And by the way, Crispy, you got your air conditioning on in the background? Because you're making all kinds of noise back there. There you go. Jeez. Turn the air conditioning down, boy. Are you there?
Yeah, sorry about that. I totally forgot about that. Totally forgot about that. I have a noisy air conditioner. I do apologize if anybody needs to go to therapy.
Well, we're a first-class operation here. By the way, today, since we're supposed to talk about food sometime during our show, I'm grilling some salmon steaks and some pork steaks. I guess you might call it, what would you call that? I guess surf and sal. And I'm going to be using the new barbecue bruisers sauce. And I'm going to be using the cranberry vodka sauce on it. And let me tell you, I got my new shipment in, Crispy. That stuff. Yeah, I know this is a self promo here, but I have to admit that sauce, it's almost as good as making love.
Oh my! Well, interesting.
In fact, it might be good to use while making love. Who knows?
You never know. Multi-purpose sauce. Now that would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
You know, I do have a friend that runs an adult toy store here in Orlando, in case that does come about.
Well, okay. Well, we might need to send some down there. You never know. Might just put that on the shelf and see what we can sell it for. If it doesn't work for barbecue sauce, maybe something else.
I know,
so
right?
Any, So anyway, and watch this segue now. You ready? You ready?
I'm ready. You know I'm the man of segues here.
We've got our first guest this morning. If those have, may know her on Facebook or may know some of her books, we've Chris Holmes coming on our show this morning. And like I was saying, here's the segue: making something out of nothing, rags to riches. We are having her on our show, and she's going to be telling us a little bit about her books and some of the things she's working on. And Chris, if we are playing this right and hitting the button correctly, you should be on with us. Good morning. How are you, Chris?
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Ah, wonderful. How about yourself?
Awesome.
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I just about pulled another all-nighter on some stuff last night, but that's how I roll.
Well, that's how we roll, too. So we're all hanging here together. So it, we ought to get along real well.
We're all real tired together, huh?
Exactly. Well, I think Crispy, he was up till, what, 3:30 last night?
I was up till 4:30 doing some magical audio editing.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I was sleeping.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, I crashed at 3:30, so yeah.
Well, we understand, yeah, Chris, that you are a motivational speaker and an author, and we need some motivating this morning since we're all tired. We've all had our coffee, and we may have motivated ourselves a different way, so we need some brain motivation. And we want to have you on our show and tell us a little bit about yourself and background and how you got into writing books and on the speaker circuit. And I'll turn it over to you and let you just tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Yeah, you know, with me, you know, I was raised extremely poor. You know, it's just kind of one of those stories. And I knew at the age of 4 that I was actually, you know, different from my family. My father was kind of a, had an entrepreneur spirit, but he quit everything he did. You know, he would put things on paper and he just stopped. And my mother had a working mentality, you know, and the paycheck mentality. And she was good at that. She was really good at that. You know, they were both good in their own bragging rights. But I knew I was different. I knew I had some kind of follow through. And so anyway, after I finished high school, it's ironic, I wasn't a good reader. I got the kind of the Tom Cruise and Cher story, you know, and Richard Branson, you know, they were all dyslexic and I was dyslexic. So I tried college for one semester. I said, this is not for me. But what I did is I figured it out. I took classes that you didn't have to read. I mean, I figured this thing out at an early age. I'm like, well, what can I take in college? Why go to college? There was pressure, you know, there was just pressure, you know, go to college after school. So I tried the first semester and I said, well, I'm not a good reader. I'm dyslexic. I'm not a good reader. What can I take? So I took art design classes, karate classes, and like a cooking class. I just took stuff you didn't have to read, you know. And I said,
right,
wow, there's something different, man. I got this figured out. So then I said, well, you know, this isn't for me. Now what can I do? I go get a job or what do I do? So what I did is my father, you know, gave me his last $50 and I went up to Carson City and I had a relative of mine that lived up there take me up to Reno and drop me off. You know, I didn't have reading skills, but I had looks back then. And I said, I'll just become a model. And so I went up there, and I had a couple of appointments with a couple of agencies, but I was literally dropped off. I had no car. I was literally dropped off, taking cabs. You know, I had no money, no car. I was just, you know, just had enough for lunch and to a couple of cabs and to call them back and tell them, come get me when I was done, going door to door to modeling agencies. But what happened was I landed a job with one of the top modeling agencies up there. No has never been an option for me, basically. You know, I'm not a quitter, and no has never been an option for me. So that was my foot in the door with modeling, and got on with one of the top companies up in Reno, and I was modeling in Reno and Carson City. And then I kept that up for about 3 years and went to San Francisco and Dallas, Texas, and did it again and again and again. And it was just a good gig. I loved that business. So basically, you know, you got to skate. You know, I wrote a book about this. You know, you got to find your niche. You've got to find your niche. And some people have multiple niches, and you got to narrow that down. And in my book, I write a way to narrow that down. I've developed my own way to narrow that down, and I put that formula in the book, how to narrow this down.
Let me interrupt you there for a second. And speaking of your book and anybody who's listening, if you look on our website and on our links there, there's the links to where you can find the book that she's talking about. The book's called Niches to Riches, The Millionaire and You. And you can get that on Chris's website, themotivatedmillionaire.com, and just click on the site there if you want to find out more information. But go ahead, Chris. I just want to let everybody know that in case they want to know about the book, they can click on while you're talking.
Oh, great. Thank you. So after that, you know, I came back to California and realized that I, you know, had a desire to sing and found out that I could sing. And these guys hired me as lead vocals into a rock band. And we were a garage cover band and stuff like that, and, you know, doing local gigs and a lot of exactly that, a garage cover band, you know. If it were today, back then, I would have taken this all the way, but then I ended up getting married, and this guy didn't like me in the entertainment business. So there was a lot of pressure for me to jump out of the entertainment business. And so I went to work for corporate America for 20 years, and I felt like my right arm was gone. I just felt like I was cut off from society. It was like putting me in the hole, you know. I knew that my destiny was there. So anyway, I divorced this guy. I went to Seattle, and I started writing songs. I became a songwriter. And I started writing songs and writing again and all of that stuff. And that led me to where I am now. My mother got sick in 97. I came back to California to help her out. And in 2000, I got married again. And I was divorced for 10 years, got married again. And, you know, we're still with corporate America. But I still felt there was something missing in my life. And I started in that marriage, I started doing the entrepreneur thing again. I spent about $50,000 in seminars trying to figure this thing out. What do I want to do again? What do I want to do? And, you know, I got good at a lot of things, you know, real estate and just, you know, stocks and just on and on and on. I didn't want to go to school, so I took all those $3,000 seminars that you could take, you know, those weekend seminars, $3,000, $1,000, $2,000. I took them all. And that went on for probably 3 years. And I said, crud, you know, what now? Now what, you know? Well, what I did is I opened my own mortgage company. I got really good at lending. And I opened my own mortgage company. I was a mortgage broker. And we ran over, oh, my gosh, well over $100 million in loans through my company.
Wow.
We were very, very good. You know, I had over 25 loan officers. We were great, you know. I closed every deal we had. You know, I would go out and I'd close these guys' deals. I'd make sure we closed everything that was on our plate. And I just got really good at that. And meanwhile, I was going to those seminars, and then I started getting on MySpace and bringing up sites, and that led me to doing websites. So now I won't do anybody else's website, but I do bring up all my own websites. I got good at that. And so then I started writing books, and I said, well, why don't you tell your story in Niches to Riches, you know? And so that's kind of what I did. Niches to Riches is a stick-to-itiveness book. It's a don't-quit book. It's a how-to-find-your-niche book. It's you know, how to knock on doors and get your foot in the door. It's how to start a business and make sure that business succeeds. It's how to do the right niche and make sure you're in the right niche, you know.
Sure.
And it's how no is just not an option. No is just not an option. It's absolutely not an option. I went through multiple surgeries, and I'm still going. You know, and there was a lot that tried to knock me down, but it just won't. it can't. And so I just finished my fourth book in the mortgage business. I wanted to come out with this book 4 years ago, you know, Credit Repair in Three Easy Steps. I wanted to come out with this book three or four years ago when I was in the business. And, you know, as a mortgage expert and a credit expert, I said, you know, these foreclosures, these people need something. And
right.
then I decided, well, maybe I shouldn't do it because I'm doing all this entrepreneur stuff and all this other stuff. You know, what does that have to do with what I'm doing right now? Well, the deal is, here's what I write, Niches to Riches. If you know something, write about it. Write about
right.
it, you know, and put it out there. Self-publish, do what you want to do. People think, well, I got to publish, I got to find a publisher. No, you don't. This is the year 2012. Self-publish it. There's a
right.
bunch of self-publishers for free out there. You can do that. Build yourself a website and sell it. You know, there's so many ways. I found so many ways around things that took money when I didn't have any money. You know, I was the queen of finding a way around it. And when subprime lending was huge, I was literally the queen of that industry. I was the one. If you wanted to find a way around anything, I'm
yeah.
the one to go to. I'm just the go-to girl. I've got things. That is my niche, to help people to find a way to get around the obstacles that are in their way that they just can't see. There's a way around it, or they don't have the motivation to get around it because it takes some work, and it takes some sticking to this game, you know. And now that, you know, I'm working on one of the biggest projects, I created and developed one of the largest Internet projects that will ever hit us. I'm doing the What Next on the Internet. And so I'm just a gal that says,
well,
wait a minute, this can't be it.
I'm listening to you, and I'm just sitting here thinking, no wonder she stays up till 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Do you ever sleep?
She probably has a large amount of caffeine.
I get sleep. Yeah. Well, I keep telling my crew, you know, I'll sleep and eat when this is over. We're not done yet.
There you go. Of course, I think Christy and I, we stay up in parties, and we're not writing books and inventing new internet systems and mortgage banking. I think we stay up late, and what do? We pretty much drink vodka and talk on the radio. But other than that, hey, that's our niche, I
yeah.
guess. But
well, I beg to differ, Mr.
Oh,
Brilliant
okay.
Ideas.
Okay,
yes,
that's
I beg
right.
to differ. I sit here and I plan world domination every night as I log
oh.
every detail into my book or my notepad. So
and how's that going?
Maybe it will
how's
turn
that going
in,
for
yeah.
you?
Oh, yeah, on that note, look at the time.
Hey, you know, and that's where it's at. That's where it's at, world domination and monopolies, you know. I mean, you got to figure it out, man. You got to figure it out. I figured it out.
I know.
So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm pretty excited about my What Next, you know. I'm excited about my books. I promote those on Facebook and, you know, a couple of other sites and stuff like that. But, you know, and then I promote them all the time. But, yeah, you know, I hear what you just said. That's, you know, that's kind of what it's about. And, you know, and it's not about cheating and doing it. I didn't cheat to
right.
do this. I just studied, you know. I used to work for, I don't know if any, oh, you guys live in San Diego. You know who
well,
Alex
yeah,
Thanos
do.
Is, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I used to work for one of the banks I worked for was for his son-in-law, Ron Berberian, and he owned Bank of Agriculture and Commerce. And, you know, while everybody was just working for that guy, I was watching him getting his limos and drive to the airport and seeing who he did business with and watching how they swapped business. And I just watched that guy be an entrepreneur, and I just said, that's right. There it is right there. And so everybody's
Amen.
Just working for him, and I'm studying him, you know.
So now you've published four books so far, is that right? You've got the one that's called Niches to Riches, The Millionaire in You, and then you've got Mocha Secret. What is Mocha Secret?
Well, I'm a coffeeaholic, and for years, and I love smoothies, and I've been just putting these together with my own recipes for years and years, and I started writing these recipes down, and I started writing these formulas down that I was doing and everything, and so, you know, I put about 40 of these formulas in Mocha Secret. And I sell that. They're my own recipes and my own formulas to smoothies, mochas, frappuccinos, coffee drinks.
Now, see, Chris, did you see how I segued into a foodie conversation from niches to riches to food and recipes?
Yes, I did.
That was right up there with you guys. Yeah, that was a smooth transition.
Smooth transition. And matter of fact, those that are listening, we've got that link on our site too. It's mochasecret.com, and you can click on there and check out the book on basically it's coffees, mochas, and frappuccinos and that type of thing, right, Chris?
Yeah, and that type of thing. It is. You know.
Now you can't. You said you can't really tell us what's going on in the internet world, but what you're working on is close to world domination, like what Crispy's trying to do out there in Florida. So when is this new thing supposed to start?
What is this new thing, the internet? Well, the internet changes. I have found in my years in doing this business that the internet changes on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. And so, you know, and I'm watching Google, Trump, Facebook, and all these other tech industries are in it too. Apple comes out with an iPhone, and 6 months later they come out with another iPhone, and the people that paid $500 on that iPhone, now they got to have the G12, you know, so to speak, and they're going to drop another $500 on it. And so I've been watching the tech business for a long time and how much money is in that business, and I decided to figure it out and drop my hat in that business. And so I've got a team of people right now, and I've developed what will be next on the internet. And it's pretty cool. It'll be a membership-based site, I can tell you that. We got dozens and dozens of platforms and places to go. This is kind of giving it away if you tell it, you got to share it. So don't tell it too much. Yeah. So we're keeping it under wraps because of, you know, the Googles and the Yahoos and all these guys out there. You know, we have figured out what's next, and we got this beat. And so we're keeping a tight lid on it. But it is going to be something that everybody's going to enjoy on the internet. You know, we've taken, you know, all the ages and everything into consideration. We've taken who's left out of the internet. We've taken people like this or this or this or this, and nobody just likes one thing, and we've taken all that into consideration, and I've designed it, I've developed it, I've written it, and we're looking for programmers on this deal right now to help us get this thing flying, and we're real selective on who comes into this company. I'm real selective on who comes into this company, and we've created a multi-billion-dollar company, and I'm excited to get this thing out there.
Well, great. When you actually do launch it, maybe you can come back on our show and tell us more about the ins and outs. And you know, we don't want you to give away any trade secrets today, but we'd love to hear more about it after it launches and gets out there, and people know about it, and come back and tell us about it.
Yeah, we're this one right here. This is the be all end all. You know, I'm putting this sucker 5 years into the future to make sure no one can touch us on this deal.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but after hearing all the things she's done, from being a model to a banker to a internet guru, I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm wiped out. I need a nap. That was a lot. That's like taking a long road trip. But an awesome road trip at that.
You know, we're talking to capital investors right now. We need $40 million on this deal. And they're just like, who is this girl?
Well, you're right.
It
goes back to what you said. You got to have this stick-to-itiveness. I mean, it was Alexander Graham Bell didn't invent the telephone his first try. I think I read somewhere it took something like several thousand tries to get it all worked out and the light bulb and all those things. So you got to stick to it and do what you like to do, too. That's the other thing. So it's exciting. We appreciate
key.
You coming on.
Yeah, that's key. Keep doing what you love to do. But some people are doing it and they're just not doing it right. They've got another niche out there that they can make money at. And, you know, they can just hit me up on Facebook. I'll be happy to help them for free. Just dialogue with them and help them figure it out.
And if anybody's listening, go to the website. They're listed there on our link here that you can link right to Chris's website and find out more about her products. And Chris, before I let you go, we know that you're an entrepreneur extraordinaire, but I always like to ask the question to people to tell us something a little bit about them that maybe people don't know, like a special hobby or talent that you have, like singing, cooking, playing musical instruments. What kind of, do you do anything on the side for fun?
Well, yeah, I shoot high score on golf. I shoot about a 138.
Okay.
The people I play with say I have more fun because I get more strokes. Now I play tennis, and I broke my arm a couple of years ago, so I haven't played in a couple of years. But, you know, I played backgammon in tournaments, and a couple of years ago my tournament partner died. And so I tutor reading, you know. This is another thing, you know, everybody can be what they want to do because I actually teach reading now. I tutor Monday through Friday. I tutor kids. I'm with the No Child Left Behind program. It's a government program. And I actually go ahead and I teach kids reading. You know, I write now for a living and I teach kids reading. And I'll tell you what, you know, I tell my kids, you know, when they're afraid to read, I tell them, you know, hey, you know what? You got nothing on me. I was worse than you, you know.
Wow.
Come on, let's read this, you know. So, so I actually teach reading, you know, on the side, and I tutor kids, and I didn't have kids of my own, so I always wanted to help kids. And, you know, my deal is to make a lot of money and give back to this world, you know. It's a dying world, you know. God's a big God, and he wants his people helped, and I'm going to give back. I'm going to figure it out, and I'm going to give back.
Well, it sounds like you're living life to the fullest, and we appreciate you coming on, taking a few minutes of your busy days with us on the radio here. And if anybody wants to find out more, make sure you just click on, and you can also contact Chris on Facebook, and she has a Facebook page, and check everything out. And Chris, thank you very much for coming on. Maybe you need a nap for at least 15 or 20 minutes before you go to your next project.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to turn the internet on. You know, what I want to say real quick with credit repairing in Three Easy Steps, Credit Repairing Three Easy Steps, this new book I wrote, in that book there is a bonus section. There's a bonus section for everybody, and it's where to find escheated money. You know, I'm blowing this book out right now for $1.99. I put a pre-launch price on it. $1.99, so every foreclosure victim across the land has no reason not to get this book and fix their credit so they can rebuy a house. And that's at creditrepairingpros.com. Creditrepairingpros.com. But there's a section in there, and I'll tell you what, I found $500 of my own money. Six or seven people cheated my money. I literally found over $500 on myself. And so anyway, there is the website and there's a section in that book that gives a link to that for all states, anybody in the USA to find money that's been escheated to to their own states.
And everybody likes to find money.
Well, I found six people reported money, even HP. I think I must have got a rebate one time, and they never sent it to me, and they cheated the money. So
well, I found seven. Yeah. I found 17 cents underneath the sofa cushion the other day. So
I found a penny in my car's couch cushion.
That's a good one.
Well, thank you very much for coming on.
That wins around is worth the book.
Keep us posted on all your projects, and when the new internet deal comes about, we'd like to have you back on and tell us more about that as that happens.
All right. Thank you, Frank. Thank you, guys.
All right.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. You take care, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, I got to leave.
Oops, I cut her off.
Oops.
Oh, trigger happy. So, man,
you know,
I'm tired.
I know. Every time you kept calling her Chris, I kept thinking you were referring to me, so I had to watch and not answer the questions. I think one of the questions you asked for her, I answered, and I didn't mean to.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know. I know this is a little, I know this whole thing's a little confusing to you.
Oh yes, it is.
Anyway,
wow.
Well, everybody, check out Chris Holmes' websites and go check her out on Facebook. And as you can see, she's a busy, busy lady. And I feel like kind of like a slug now. I sit around and do my little things and do this radio show. I feel like I need to get out and do something after hearing all that. But I guess you only live once, and she's living it to the fullest. So everybody check out what she's got going on there. And we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with Tara Tinsley's club scene report, and then we've got a special guest coming up after that who is a band in Northern California called Boy Girl Boy. And everybody stay tuned, and as we go into break here, I'm going to play one of Tara's songs if I can find it on this little deal I've got going on here. But everybody stay tight. We're going to take about a two-minute break, and then we'll be back shortly with Tara Tinsley's club scene report. Adrenaline. How about you, Crispy?
I'm ready for a nap. I need some more coffee or something. I don't know what it is. It feels like we've been up for like 24 hours, like broadcasting nonstop of like an hour nap. It's crazy, but it's awesome.
Yeah, I feel like for God's sake, I need to get up and do something. I've been sitting around here like a daggone little slug. Got not time to do something and make something of my life, for God's sake. Anyway, as everybody probably knows, it is Mardi Gras time in New Orleans, and, you know, Old Fat Tuesday is coming up, and we asked Tara to go out and do her club scene report and tell us a little bit about what's going on in Mardi Gras in her neck of the woods in San Francisco. And Tara, unfortunately, couldn't be with us today, but she did give us a great report about what's going on in San Francisco. So everybody hang tight. You want to hear about some busy stuff going on in San Francisco for Mardi Gras. Here's our one and only Tara Tensley, the club scene girl, with her Mardi Gras report in San Francisco.
Hi, this is Tara Tinsley with the club scene on Brilliant Radio. Now, I'm here to talk about Mardi Gras, which is Fat Tuesday. Back where I'm from, Michigan, they have a different way of celebrating Fat Tuesday that I've found here in California. They have something called poochkies, which they're these donuts that are about 2,000 or more calories in one of them, filled with sugary jelly stuff. It's pretty much like a donut that has so much more sugar and fat in it. And it's just like a tradition over in Michigan, and I'm pretty sure the Midwest area, that every Fat Tuesday, people just take on a pound or two by eating those poochkies. I've yet to find a tradition like that in California, but maybe Californians are just a little bit more healthy. But anyway, so talking about the happenings in San Francisco for Mardi Gras, there are things going on. I mean, there is things starting Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. They like to spread it out, all the celebrations, over quite a few days here. There's this big celebration in the Fillmore every year. It's called Mardi Gras San Francisco Style, Fat Tuesday in the Fillmore. This is the 6th annual Mardi Gras that's going to be happening in the Fillmore. It's a fundraiser that brings the music district alive. It has a masquerade ball, free concerts, street artists, performers, New Orleans-style processionals, food and drink, and other things that are happening offered by the local restaurants and clubs out there. There's a lot of different great things to eat, from homemade cookies and ice cream to chicken and waffles. There's actually a concert going on, too, at Yoshi's Restaurant. Yoshi's is actually a really famous jazz club that goes way back. Many famous people have played there and continue to play there. There's a show there tonight, February 18th, with Jazz Sawyer at 6:30. There's also a SF Mardi Gras thing going on in the Mission District at 9 p.m. They also have the Mardi Gras Parade, which is this big thing that happens in Hayes Valley, Tenderloin area. It's free. There's music. And that is February 21st on actual Fat Tuesday at 5 p.m. If you want to head over to Jack London Square, which has a Yoshi's as well, you can party it up with Harry Clement and the Gumbo Band. That's in Oakland, though, so it's right over the bridge at 510 Embarcadero. And that's happening on February 21st, Fat Tuesday, 8 p.m. The Bay Bridge is closed westbound, but by then it will be free and clear. So over this weekend, people can go westbound on the Bay Bridge, but Tuesday you'll be able to. So if you head out from San Francisco to Oakland, you will be able to go home without having to deal with going down all the way to the San Mateo Bridge. The other great thing about Yoshi's, whether it's Oakland or San Francisco, not only does it have awesome live music and it's known for it, it's a Japanese restaurant and it is well known for their food as well. So it's definitely a place to check out, even if you're not going there for the food. Also, February 18th, this evening, 2 to 5, free kickoff concert at 1475 Fillmore, featuring the Joss Summit Band, which is reggae, and the Village Kids Chorus. There's also a lot of things to do for kids if you have kids. And then on Fat Tuesday, there's a lot of things. I mean, you can go anywhere, probably to any bar, and they will be celebrating. This week in San Francisco is Beer Week, and I'm pretty sure they're continuing on through next week. So you can have some featured beers at different San Francisco bars that are participating. It's just a really great time where everybody, of course, everywhere, especially in New Orleans, they're partying it up, you know, celebrating this lovely holiday with drinks, beads, and a lot of food, fattening food, because it's Fat Tuesday. Tuesday. Gotta live it up on Fat Tuesday, right? I mean, what other Tuesday do we live it up, right? And I think the biggest event of them all happening in San Francisco for Mardi Gras is the SF Mardi Gras Ball. There's Zigaboo, Maldo Lee featuring Sherrick, Extra Action Marching Band, Motion Potion, All Music. The tickets are $15 to $20 to get in. It's at the Mezzanine at 9 p.m. February 21st. If you guys haven't been to the Mezzanine, it's a great music venue. It's really big. They host a lot of really big events there. So you can get some beads there, have some fun there, and totally throw down for this annual event that happens there. Other than that, I hope you guys have a good Mardi Gras no matter where you are. Have fun.
There you go. There's another thing that makes me tired. All those things going on in San Francisco for Mardi Gras. So if you're out there in San Francisco area and looking for something to do, it sounds like there's plenty of things going on for the Mardi Gras season, and check it all out. And if you missed some of the things that were listed here, you can always listen to our replay and hear about all the things in San Francisco. And Crispy, we are buzzing along here. We've got our next guest coming on, and are you ready for some singing?
After all the food she just described, I'm like, I'm ready for a double nap. I want to know what those pachuchis, whatever is. They actually sound like a diabetic coma. Awesome.
I think if you ate too many of them, you would have a poochie. You'd probably have a stomach, pretty large stomach after eating the way it sounds.
Probably.
We have our next guest, which actually are foodies too, which is really cool. We've got a group that's known as Boy, Girl, Boy on our show. And if I hit all the buttons right, we probably got all three members here. And everybody, are you there? And we should have Victoria, Timothy, and Seth. Are all three of you there?
We are.
Hey,
good morning. Welcome to our show. We appreciate you coming on this morning and letting us know a little bit about Boy, Girl, Boy. And you know the name, if you know our show, the first thing I'm thinking about, how the heck did you come up with Boy, Girl, Boy action for a name for your band? I think we're having a hard time hearing Victoria. Victoria, are you there?
I am here.
Oh, there you go. There you are.
Yeah, no, it's basically the way we sit. It is going back to elementary school where you sit, you know, boy, girl, boy. It's every time we play, we just end up sitting that way, and thus the name. And so we wanted to make clear that it's not a porno site.
Well,
you know, that's what people
make sure
do
that
boy,
that girl, boy, music.com will make sure it's,
that's
it's
right.
not a porno site. So how did you guys just start singing? I think what you told me, you guys started, what, about 3 years ago?
Exactly.
And you were doing, you were doing events?
Yeah, well, we got together to sing for these dinner parties, and especially through the Make-A-Wish Foundation, who I work with. So
okay.
We got together to do that, and it just exploded. So we do festivals, and we play a lot of restaurants and wineries. Special local events, and we have a really great time. I think it's nice because we're an acoustic trio, so there's not a lot to us because we can just, you know, show up with a guitar and we're ready to go.
just give you a mic and you're ready to go, right?
Sometimes you don't even have a mic.
Well, what we'll do is, for those who are not familiar with your music, I'll go ahead and play one of your songs here and let everybody get a taste of your music, and then we'll come back and chat for a couple of minutes. And I'm going to play your song, Run to You, and this is Boy, Girl, Boy, and their song, Run to You. And we'll be back in a couple of minutes to talk about it after we play the song.
Okay.
Thank you.
Actually, I think we took that song off of YouTube. Where was that actually played? Because I think you guys had some kind of a YouTube music network TV thing that you were doing.
Yeah, the set. And I just have to first give a shout out to Lady Annabellum, who wrote the song. So thank you, Lady Annabellum, for writing an awesome song that we can sing and share with people. But we actually performed an online streaming concert provided by West Coast Sound and Light, a local light and sound production company in Modesto. And we streamed it on Ustream, and we have things on YouTube and on our Facebook page that people can check out from that concert.
All right, and I was actually looking here, too. Speaking of your Facebook page, if you can click on the link on our site. You can go to www.boygirlboymusic.com, and I think that takes you right to your Facebook fan site, correct?
Yes. Facebook, boygirlboymusic.com takes you to the Facebook page. Yep.
And Victoria, what exactly are you guys planning for the future? You got any big gigs coming up or any events that you're going to be in?
Yes, we are playing the Most Wanted Wine Company in Oakdale at the end of March. We're just figuring out which Friday that's going to be. And then we're also playing the Oakdale Chocolate Festival in May, and that would be May 19th.
Okay. Now, Have you cut your own CD, or are you presently just going from venue to venue?
Yeah, I think we're just going from venue to venue. We haven't gotten that far. We all have full-time jobs, and so being a musician is secondary or even tertiary because it gets a little crazy. But we just enjoy each other. Our families all hang out, and we're all just very close friends. And I think that really shows when we play. And people love to come and listen, and they sing along, and it's just a good time. But, you know, there's always food and wine involved.
Yes. Well, that's what and there's this good segue because, you know, we're a foodie show. So you were telling me on the phone that you guys are big time in the food because you're always at these venues where there are food and wine. And I understand, too, that in your family that actually bacon is a big part of your meal.
Yeah, we've been known. My husband will cook up bacon and put it in a bowl, and that's pretty much it. But there's so much more that goes on. It's pretty much bacon is the new black.
Bacon And you also said that your son actually has come out with his own barbecue rubs.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And he just flew in. He just drove in from Cal Poly this morning, so he's not even listening. He's still sleeping. But he cooks for his roommates at college because he goes to Cal Poly, and it's pretty funny. And even our daughter, she's only 9, she loves to get in the kitchen and make different works with sauces, and so you can dip your chicken nuggets in it. So yeah, you start them early. You should talk to Seth though, because Seth does some pretty incredible gluten-free things. And
right.
They do a lot of cooking as well. And Tim is the master host, so we all end up over at his house.
Well, see, I've always said that's why our show has become popular, because everybody's got to eat. Whether you cook it or not, you got to eat it. So that's why it seems like everybody's a foodie in some way, one way or another. If you just cook bacon and put it in a bowl, or you grill, or you're a chef, everybody's a foodie.
Well, we do a lot more than cooking bacon. That's just one example, but
right.
Oh yeah, all of our friends are foodies, and we all belong to a gourmet club, and so that's another outlet that we have is doing a gourmet club and picking a theme out of a wine bottle canister, and going, you know, trying to meet up once a month so we can all get together and make new recipes, nothing you've done before, but always trying a new recipe. So that gets you out of your comfort zone, but it's fun to try. And you go and sit down and eat, and all these people are looking at you going, wow, that's really great, or maybe we should tweak that recipe a bit. But it's always something new, which is exciting, you know.
Well, who knows? You might, maybe you should come out with a CD/cookbook all together, boy, girl, boy recipes and music.
Love it. I want to put in some slow smoke Texas barbecue stuff I'm going to be doing this weekend.
Hey, there you go. Well, we do appreciate you guys coming on our show, and what I'll do is, as we sign you guys off and say goodbye to you, we'll play another one of your songs, Shine. But thank you for coming in, and we wish you the best success. And as things move forward, if you want to come on later on our show and tell us more about what's going on and some of your events and things you're going to be appearing, we'd love to have you on.
Oh, that'd be great.
And thank you guys. And I don't know.
I think we lost Chris.
I think we lost my sidekick Crispy somewhere online. He either fell asleep or. But did you want to add anything, Crispy?
Yes, I think I fell asleep, probably from all the craziness these last 24 hours. But
no, we do appreciate you guys coming on, and come again anytime. And as we say goodbye to you, we'll play your song. And thanks again.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
All right,
you guys
take care. Thank you.
Alrighty. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Ho, ho. Hell, let your light shine down. Ho, ho. Heaven, let your light shine down. Ho, ho. Heaven, let your light shine down. Ho, ho. Heaven, let your light shine down. I'm gonna let it shine. I'm gonna let it shine. Heaven's little light's gonna shine on me. Hey, hey. Ho, ho. Heaven's little light's gonna shine on me.
And that was Boy, Girl, Boy, and Shine. And Crispy, we have blown through another hour. It's just like it's been like action-packed radio this morning, and we gotta, I guess, sign off here soon because the old clock on the wall is ticking down fast. Did you have anything you wanted to add out there? Do you got any hot dates or big plans for the weekend?
No, I'm going back to bed after the show for about an hour or two. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, it feels like we've only been on for like 5 minutes.
I know. Time flies when you're having fun, or you're drunk, or you're sleepy, or whatever. But it's been a good show. And those that you're listening, we thank you so much for your support. We actually, since September, have increased our listenership. I guess that's a word, five times versus where we were in September. So, hey, Crispy, instead of one listing, we have five. But,
yes.
we've actually done very well. We've moved up in the ranks on Blog Talk Radio, and we do appreciate everybody helping us out. Make sure you come back next Saturday because we have another long list of guests coming on. Matter of fact, we're booked all the way now up until April, so we've got people standing in line to be on the show. And, oh, yeah, don't forget the Friday night show of Grills Gone Wild. That's going to be something we're going to continue every Friday night, late night, and we'll keep Crispy up there on the East Coast past midnight. But we do thank everyone for stopping by, and go out and grill something, cook something, or just eat something. And we will be back next week, same place, same time on Green Ideas Radio.
Yes, thank you for all your support.
Yeah, we-